We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's hump day, Irish fans. Happy Wednesday. Lucky Lefty Podcast. I'm your boy, SD2 Mike Sean Davis, my partner, Malik Zaire, the original Lucky Lefty. We are brought to you by Anora Whiskey, AnoraWhiskey.com. It is that premium American whiskey, AnoraWhiskey.com. And if you're going to drink, by all means, make sure that you do so. You got to do it responsibly. We tap in today to have a conversation about the Notre Dame defense. We'll hear from defensive coordinator Al Golden, who has some very interesting things to say about the defensive line that kind of echoes what I said about replacing the guys that are going on to the NFL. We'll tap into that probably in the second half of the show. Linebackers also met with the media today. We'll probably save those young gentlemen until tomorrow. But we want to start off today's show discussing a controversial top 10. Had a lot of people up in arms, specifically down in Knoxville and Baton Rouge. Josh Pate, 24/7 Sports, released his top 10 programs in college football. His top 10 programs in college football. Notre Dame came in at number 6 on his list. Tennessee and LSU did not make the list. That's why those fan bases have been going crazy for the last 48 hours. Notre Dame came in at number 6 left. But the question of the day, LL question of the day, is Notre Dame a top 5? College football program? Is Notre Dame a top 5 college football program? Because I could debate that there's one team in this top 5. If we're not going by recency bias, and we're just judging it based upon the consistency of a program going back to, say, 2017. I think there's a serious debate that Notre Dame should be one spot higher. It should be a top 5 team.
I agree. Right?
So
I agree.
Just so you know, he had Notre Dame as number 6. He had Clemson at number 5. He had Ohio State at number 4. He had Michigan at number 3. He had Alabama at number 2. And he had Georgia at number 1. Now, there is one team in that top 5 that I think, just based upon consistency, there is no way, because they've done exactly, in the last 2 years, they got the 2 college football playoffs. Notre Dame had already done that since 2017. And Notre Dame hasn't lost less than 9 games in that same time period. Heck, most people didn't think Notre Dame would get the 9 wins after the tumultuous start last year. Somehow, some way, they made it, right?
That's right.
So in his argument, the reason I went to 2017, because in his argument for Notre Dame to be in the 6th spot, He pointed out those points that if you go back and based upon their consistency as a program since 2017, you have to acknowledge that the Irish have been one of the most consistent programs in the nation, winning over 9 games every year and going to 2 college football playoffs.
That's right.
Michigan hasn't done that.
No.
It has gone to the same 2 college football playoffs as Notre Dame, even though they did it in consecutive years. That's why I say if you're going based upon the recency bias, then okay, you side with Michigan. But if we're talking about consistency, which is what you declared Notre Dame to be, the more consistent program, then without question, I think Michigan should be 6 and Notre Dame should be number 5. Even with Michigan beating Ohio State in back-to-back years, over the last 6 to 7 years, I would never put Michigan ahead of Ohio State.
Yeah, wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it.
So, what do you think? I'm going to look at the chat.
No, I definitely, about it. I definitely think we deserve to be top 5 over Clemson. I think Clemson has had a great stretch of players, but I think from a program standpoint and overall, I think we collectively have made more of an impact. I do think that those championship Clemsons do have in the recent years give them the edge over us, but a place where you would want to be, I would say Notre Dame and South Bend over Clemson all day.
I mean, we understand you're part of the program, bro, so you're going to stick up for your brotherhood. I will push back just a little bit. You have to give Clemson credit for getting to the top of the mountain twice. And being in the playoff multiple times where they didn't get to the top of the mountain. They were in the national championship game in 19 against LSU and came up short. So, you know, I give Clemson a lot of credit. And I would even debate that Clemson deserves to be number 3. I think Clemson deserves to be ahead of Ohio State, to be honest. And we're going about consistency and championships. Michigan should be 6. Notre Dame should be 5. Ohio State.
Yeah, Michigan definitely shouldn't be in there when you're considering those factors.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Okay, you make it make sense when you say Clemson should be 3, because definitely Alabama, Georgia, and then Clemson in the last years, Ohio State. I would say us, then Michigan. But
I don't know. You want to put Notre Dame at 4. Behind Clemson.
No. I put Ohio State over us and then us.
Okay. So.
But then, you know, and then Texas, I would say, will be behind Michigan in terms of the next 5 years, you know.
Yeah. And I understand the talent that comes through Ohio State, and they dominate the Big Ten until the last 2 years when Michigan got the best of them. But just looking at it, I would definitely go. No, we're going to debate this because we talked about recency bias, right? So recency bias, there's no reason to use that to elevate Michigan over Notre Dame. So we really have to debate this Georgia-Alabama thing, bro. Right?
Alabama should be – I had Alabama 1 anyway.
You know what? I really thought about that because I'm saying to myself, I understand that Georgia's coming off national championships back-to-back. I understand that. But they've only been at the top of the mountain 2 years.
2 years.
The extended success of Nick Saban in Alabama
is unmatched.
I just don't know if I can eradicate that in 2 years.
No.
Now, yo, shout out to Kirby Smart for finally being the coach off of the tree of Nick Saban to finally get him and beat him. But look, he took a lot of spankings from Nick Saban before he was able to get to the top of the mountain.
Oh, for sure.
I think that 1-2 is debatable as well, right? Because if we're not going to use the recency bias for Michigan to stay at 3, then we have to really debate 1-2.
Recency bias wouldn't even put – I mean, if you don't use the recency bias, you're not putting Georgia at 2. You're putting Georgia at behind us. Well, because they won't.
No, you can't do that.
I would put them behind Ohio State. I would say it's Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, us, Michigan. if you're not using recency bias.
I'll stop right there to say Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CNB Nation in conjunction with Irish Breakdown. All of our great content, leave 5 stars. We greatly appreciate all your comments. We respond to all. It's the Lucky Lefty Podcast, home of the misguided passion. You already know.
Misguided passion.
We spin it different.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Left. Let me push back just a little bit. This is an interesting conversation. This is an interesting conversation. Because once again, if we're going based upon the last, going back to 2017, I have to push back and say Alabama should definitely be in the consideration for the number one spot. Because it's not just based upon the last 2 years. If you go back to 2016-17, it's hard for anyone to convince me that Alabama has not been the best college football program over those 6 or 7 years. Please convince me. Give me stats. Give me anything other than the last 2 years. We're talking about consistency. I think they have a debate to be at that number one spot. And I think that SEC is going to be hotly contested because I think Nick Saban and that team down in Tuscaloosa is going to have a huge chip on their shoulder. I just don't know if they have the quarterback left. I just don't know if they have the quarterback.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate factor when you go into the SEC because before Alabama's dominance at that position, you know, Alabama was doing it in the run game like the SEC. SEC, the last time the run game was the leading dominant factor was Derrick Henry. After Derrick Henry left, it became a who can get a quarterback that can take it to the next level. That's when you started to see the various Alabama quarterbacks. LSU snuck Joe Burrow in there. You get to see quarterback-led teams in SEC that were successful. Even the ones that were the middle of the road had successful quarterbacks like Florida with Anthony Richardson. So I think that Derrick Henry was the last great nuclear running threat in the SEC that made the Alabama who they were. Mm-hmm. And you have to commend Nick Saban for being able to maneuver from and not having the ego of being so dominant in the running game to expand to where the game was going to and to be able to capitalize on that in the midst of transition. After a 5-year period of dominance, you have another 5-year period of dominance through another way of doing it. You can't help but put him at the number one spot. But, you know, for the rest of us, I do think that the trend of the next dynasty of the top 5-tier championship teams is coming, and I think Notre Dame is in line. Even if we're at 5 or 6, we're still in line to be at that shooting for the top 3 spot in the next 5 years, in my opinion.
Now let's check out some people in the chat. Sensational all the way out in Vegas. He says, Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Our guy, Jay Henry. This is an interesting comment. Jay Henry, shout out to you, our guy. Thank you for tapping in. 7 years would clearly be Bama, and LSU would have to be in the list. But 5 years is Georgia at one. And see, this is me just going based upon the criteria that Josh Pate put out there for elevating Notre Dame to the sixth spot. He used consistency to put Notre Dame in the sixth spot. I said, if that's what you're going to use, then you have to use the same criteria. Go ahead, Lev.
We're as consistent as Alabama without the championships. We've had the same consistent 9-10 win seasons as Alabama in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
We just don't come out with the conference titles and the championships like we should have. I mean, even in 12, we were undefeated. 18, we were undefeated. 15, we was, 10 win team, lost in getting into the playoffs by 4 points. Two of the points that we lost to Clemson, they end up going, so there's been a lot of moments to where, unlike some other teams where Georgia was middle of the road until they, even with Todd Gurley, they was pretty middle of the road with Aaron Murray and those guys. We were still a better consistent team from a win-loss standpoint than they were, and that was, the last 10 years. So right. I think we definitely are the most complete, consistent team if we're going by any metric standpoint of a period of time. I think it definitely puts us in the top four from consistency alone. I know we may not have gotten the ultimate prize like the other three teams in the top four.
Yeah.
But we have more consistency through a decade than a Georgia can say, even though Georgia elevates themselves a little faster because they won a couple. But if you take away the historic and
to be fair, Georgia and Notre Dame have gone head to head in that time period, and Georgia has won both matchups. So yeah, I mean, you've been able to see it on the field.
Yeah,
just to be fair.
But this is a game about longevity. So even though we may not have won those two matchups in those 10 years, how many matchups will we have won against Georgia at that time? I think we probably split it 5-5, if anything. But Georgia's not far from us either. I would say Georgia's 6 or 5 if we're 4.
Yeah.
So it's we're splitting hairs at that aspect, but I do believe from a consistency standpoint, you can't help and you can't deny. And the reason why you have to use consistency is because Michigan has no business being above us. And if you're doing anything on a metric basis of consistency, Michigan is Johnny come lately. They dropped down to probably 8. They haven't become relevant since the last 2 years. Anything. If that's the case, Illinois can be in the top.
You're about to throw shots.
Michigan, think about it. We're giving Michigan 2 seasons to put them in over us. I mean, that's absurd. They haven't even put more NFL players in the league than us. So
you didn't have to bring the land of Lincoln into it, though.
I'm just saying, if a 2-year turnaround is all it takes to get in the top 5, then any team in the Big Ten can do it. And Illinois should have won last year, so that's why I said them.
Oh, Illinois definitely outplayed them at Michigan Stadium. That goes without question.
That's right.
I got ND9. Thank you for tapping in. He says, now we're really spinning it different. For the most part, we agree that 9-10 wins isn't enough. Now we're using it as an argument to be in the top 5. Never mind, consistency, all that matters. First of all, we're not spending anything different. We're telling you what Josh Pate said. And based upon his criteria, his list should have Notre Dame at 5. Based upon the criteria he used to create the list. That's not on us.
That's right.
Right? But people that... you want to say Notre Dame should be 6th. Who's better since 2017?
You can't say Michigan.
USC? Not with 5 win seasons?
No.
Texas?
No.
No. Ooh, LSU. LSU had back-to-back seasons, 6-7, 5-5. Stop.
Who? They was 8-5 with Joe Burrow in his first year, wasn't he?
Exactly. So who are we putting in front of Notre Dame? As disappointed as you must be with Notre Dame not winning the national championship.
It's the fact that we kept losing to one of the three teams above us that made us look like everybody else. Like, if we split one of them championships with Bama or Clemson or Ohio State in that 7-year period or whatever, then they wouldn't put us in the tier 3 and 2 with Michigan and all these other teams that can confuse us, you know. So
yeah,
if we had one in those 7 years, we wouldn't have the confused hate that people give us, like Michigan is even close to us or something.
Yeah, and then for me, I had no problem as he went through the list, because I think he had USC at 9, if I'm not mistaken.
That's fair.
I think he had USC at like 9 or 10, and he went on through the list, and I was like, okay, this is making sense.
That's like putting Mississippi State when they had Dak Prescott.
And then he ended up – oh. That's a good point. He ended up putting Notre Dame at 6. And I said, okay, let me listen to what he's about to say. And so when he pointed out consistency, I said, okay, this is the criteria you're using. Then that's fine. But then you end up with Clemson behind Michigan, and Clemson has 2 national championships. I'm like, wait a minute.
You got to throw the list down.
This is questionable now. Because now you're basically going based upon the last 2 years to elevate Michigan.
And you throw a legacy in there.
Absolutely. It's like either you're going to use a time period like you did for Notre Dame, the land at 6, and use that for the entire list, or we're going to use recency bias, and that might move Notre Dame back a little bit on the list. I mean,
it would move us back on the list for sure, because we've just been a plateau type of program. But Michigan still shouldn't be above us, because they haven't done anything other than go back-to-back, but they haven't put the seasons together either.
Yeah. I want to debate this Alabama-Georgia just a little bit more, right? So we go back to, let's be fair, Alabama's record going back to 2017 is probably – I still might lean Georgia without being recent, using the recency bias. Wow, this is going to be interesting. Eleven and two last year. That was a down year. 13-2. Since 2017, they have made 1, 2, 3, 4 college football championships, and they've won 2 of them. So that's 2 championships, 4 college football championship appearances. 11-2, 13-2, 13-0, 11-2, 14-1, 13-1, 14-1.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say
you that. Put that next to Georgia. I mean, if you just want to use, maybe you got to the point.
The schedule every year is solid.
Yeah,
it's not like we're having years where we're not playing anybody. We're playing solid schedules those years where we're going the records we're going.
Yeah, yeah. See, Jay Henry, I agree. At first, he said the last 3 years at the beginning of the show, right? As that was going to be the parameters. But when he talked about certain teams, he started talking about going back to 2017 when he went against LSU and Tennessee. He went back further than the last 3 years to point out that they had bad seasons. So it's like you change the parameters of the discussion based upon how you want it to fit your list, and that's not fair. That's fine parameters. That's equal across the board. And it really doesn't change the list that much as far as the teams on the list. It just shifts things a little bit, the top five.
It always shifts us out of the equation. That's what it's about.
That's
it's
it. That's it. Now, if you want to go last 3 years, Notre Dame probably is ranked sixth over the last 3 years. If you want to go last six, seven, like you said, when you argue for Notre Dame.
Yeah, we only move up the longer you move back.
You have to move them ahead of Michigan. You have to move them ahead of Michigan. It's not even close.
Only way you count Michigan is if it's the last three.
Well, you have to. They were 2-4 in the COVID year. I don't know if you really want to count that against them because the Big Ten really didn't, you know. But I mean, that was a difficult year, and they responded with back-to-back college football championship appearances. They got spanked by Georgia. The TCU game, they were getting spanked. They made a valiant comeback, but they still.
Hell, in the COVID game, COVID year, we went 8-9 games, and we won all them games. So we didn't even take off in the COVID year.
COVID year, Notre Dame ended up making the playoff, though.
That's what I'm saying. So that's probably ACC Brian Center. Kelly's biggest accomplishment, being consistent through a pandemic.
That was his best coaching job.
That was his best coaching job in his 10 years because, you know, circumstances, and we were already doing good, and a lot of programs that were doing solid took a dip. Coach Kelly found a way not to, and that's a special quality.
Lucky Lefty Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Check out the YouTube channel, Lucky Lefty Podcast. Subscribe, share, smash that like button for us. It helps our videos get views. Hit the notification bell. Every time we post a video like we did this morning, there was a new video of Malik talking about the second year for Marcus Freeman and what it's going to look like. That posted this morning. Check that out right after the show on the Lucky Lefty Podcast YouTube page. CFB Nation in conjunction with Irish Breakdown. You can go download our podcast at Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's the Lucky Lefty Podcast. We spin it different.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Left, got an opportunity to watch the McDonald's All-American game last night.
That's right.
That was a pretty cool moment, man. I can only imagine what it would be like to be someone like LeBron James, to be sitting courtside watching your son, your firstborn, participating in the same All-Star game that you got an opportunity to participate in.
That's right.
Proud mama, proud papa moment.
That's right.
For the James family, for LeBron and Savannah James. Bronny looked like he belonged, Left. Amidst all the criticism.
I think Bronny went through one of the natural stages of a basketball player through the ranks of what recruiting looks like today. And the hype couldn't stick because his route was just so genuine, you know, and as much as people wanted to tag him with different circumstances, like, oh, you're supposed to be the number one player just because your dad's LeBron. I mean, you didn't see it affect him as a player. He stayed his course, which is something that I think is the most commendable because you could succumb to a lot when you're expected to be the number one player just because your name, you know. And for him to get better through the years, I think it shows that he was able to block out the distractions like his dad has been so great at doing, but also show that, you know, he made us comforted that he doesn't have to be the greatest player like his dad, but he's a pretty damn good one that people still would love to see on their team, and still he can hold his own. And I think he's making his own name for himself, where he may not be LeBron, but I think people give him a lot of credit, just like how they do Austin Rivers, you know.
Yeah, he definitely looked like he belonged. As I said before, if John Calipari doesn't make it to the Final Four with the talent he's getting next year,
yeah,
get him up out of there.
He had three in the top ten.
I told you yesterday, Lev, get him up out of there. If you can't win with the three guys you have coming in,
in the top 10 and then two other, like, top 25 or something like that?
You got to go. And I'll tell you this. If LeBron, I think Kevin Durant has hinted at it. Other NBA players, Gilbert Arenas, has hinted at it. And the buzz seems to be going that way. If Bronny does decide to select USC as the school he plays for next year, that campus is going to be bananas with him and Juju Watson.
That's right. That's right.
Him and Juju, they are going to sell out every men and women's game on USC's campus next year. It's going to be bananas.
100%. It's going to be ridiculous. And just the buzz around campus in general, then only can imagine the recruits that come after just because they're there. I mean, it's going to be a huge affair.
Yeah. And Coach Nell Ivey, of course, she has a stud coming to South Bend. Hannah Hidalgo, who broke the scoring record. She broke the scoring record. She's fantastic. Look, this is my stance. Neil Ivey can recruit. She's proven she can recruit guards. But until somebody recruits the bigs at the level that Dawn Staley does in South Carolina,
yeah, they got no chance.
It's gonna be tough.
That number 23 is the big, right? For South Carolina.
They had in the North, what's her name? I forget her name. Furt Leiter, a leader or something like that.
Yeah, something.
She shoot from 30 feet like Steph Curry. Dawn Staley's never had a guard like that, but she's going to South Carolina to match up with the bigs that are going to be there even after the automatic double double graduates. That's a tough road to hold. And I think a lot of people underrate the job that Dawn Staley has done. They probably would have won in 2020 if the tournament had not been canceled. And they would probably be looking at going back to back to back, or either 3 and 4 years, or 3 and 5 years, or something like that. Incredible job. And just, they're averaging 35 points. They bring three freshmen off the bench, left. And they're leading the tournament in bench scoring. Think about that. She's bringing three freshmen off the bench, and South Carolina leads the tournament in bench scoring. That's crazy. So everybody's talking about Aaliyah Boston leaving, and I love that little guard, little Z. She's a G. She's a G on the offensive end and the defensive end. They both leave next year, but she's got money in the bank just with the freshman class and with the sophomore class that will be coming back. So Neil Ivey, I think, needs one more class, and she has to be able either the transfer portal or through recruiting, she has to be able to answer South Carolina in the paint. You have to find an answer in the paint to at least make it even in the paint to give your guard play the opportunity to take over the game.
Because Nielle's going to win with guards because she has a history.
Right.
She's got to get that, bigs going. I think her assistant coaches can help doing that. But she do that, I mean, she's got everything she wants because the guard play is going to be handled. You know, you got Olivia Miles in the pipeline with K.K. Bradford and everybody else.
And even when they won with Arike, you know, they had solid play in the paint. They had Brianna. She protected the paint. She rebounded. She was a great defender. She came in McDonald's All-American thinking she might be a great offensive player. Because of injuries, she had to change her tune. But she was a key call in those last championships with Muffet McGraw. So, man, that was cool. We switched to Al Golden and what he had to say about the Notre Dame defense. We'll talk about it next, coming up on the Lucky Lefty podcast. We spin it different.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.